turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. We're reading verses 1 to 8 of Ecclesiastes chapter 12. This is the word of God. Listen carefully. Remember thou thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. When the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keeper of the house shall tremble, and the strong man shall bow himself, the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. And the doors shall be shut in the streets, and the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the doubters of music shall be brought low. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. Famous words. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Famous words, and possibly this poem here in verses 2 to 7 and the poem in chapter 3 are among the most well-known poems of the book of Ecclesiastes. What is being said to us in these verses is a depiction of what it is like to get older and to die. And you're being exhorted to remember your Creator now, before it happens. Why is that? It's because, as it says in verse 1, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. You see, there comes a time when the evil days, it's not talking about moral evil days, it's talking about days that are full of trouble and pain. It's talking about days that are full of the kind of concerns that make it harder to switch gears and think about God. You need to train yourself early. You need to train yourself when you have the energy, when you have a clear mind before this happens, before you reach this place. And that's what this is talking about. And the language of remembering our Creator is very significant. It's not God the Father that we're being told to remember. It's not the great King. It's our Creator. We're going to see why that's so important, but I want you to just meditate upon that as we consider what happens in the created order in the fallen world, a world that has been affected by the curse. We've already seen this in the book of Ecclesiastes. We see what happens. But in these poetic terms, we get a chance to experience it from a different vantage point, from a different point of view. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. When it is harder and harder to find joy, remember your Creator before that time. When the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. What's being said is that the days that come upon us as we grow older is like a winter. It's like a winter storm in the land of Palestine. And the clouds are full of rain because we experience sorrows as we grow older. Our Lord Jesus Christ was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He came into this world to taste this sorrow. He came into this world to experience it. He came into a fallen world. But as we get older, we experience sorrow. And it's important to remember your Creator while you have the energy and the strength that was described in chapter 11. And then we have the language of a person getting older as if they were a broken house. And it's poetic language, but you see what's being said in the days when the keepers of the house shall tremble. When people get older, their hands begin to tremble. Their hands that have fed them, their hands that have done work, and yet now they're trembling. They can't do the same things that they used to do. The keepers of the house are trembling. When the strong men shall bow themselves, those strong leg muscles that have enabled people to pick up things, that have enabled people to do heavy work, are now bowed down. People are hunched over. It's a poetic description of what it's like to get older. And you're being led to see this because you need to remember your Creator before this time comes. And we're going to see why. But I want you to stay with me. The grinders cease because they are few. The grinders are teeth. And in a time where they didn't have the kind of dental care that we enjoy, people lost teeth. And it was harder for them to chew because they didn't have so many teeth. I've met people at the Who Serve a Gospel Mission who don't have as many teeth as they used to have because they were in a lifestyle of using drugs. The grinders cease because they are few. And those that look out of the windows be darkened. It's talking about our eyes. It's talking about the dimming of our eyes. It's talking about less ability to see what's in front of us. This is the aging process. This is the way in which the fall affects our bodies. But there's good news, so stick with me. And the doors shall be shut in the streets. When you open the doors, you can hear what's going on in the street, but when the doors are shut, you can't hear people that are getting older and have trouble hearing. It's difficult for them to hear what's going on. And that's a painful thing. It's a painful thing for people to go through this. Even my mom, when I call her on the phone, sometimes I talk to her, and I realize after a moment or so that she didn't hear what I said. And she has devices, she has ways of trying to deal with this, but it's difficult when you begin to lose your hearing. When the sound of the grinding is low, when people have fewer teeth, it's harder for them to chew. They begin to chew soft foods. They begin to chew foods that don't take as much energy, and they don't make much noise. They don't make much noise at all. And he shall rise up at the voice of the bird. People are getting up in the middle of the night. It's hard for them to sleep. And they're rising up. They're not able to necessarily hear the bird, but they're up when the birds are up. Because it's harder and harder for people to get a good night's sleep. You hear the phrase, I slept like a baby last night. And then we say that because babies are able to sleep. They're able to just shut it out. But it's harder and harder as you grow older. Things are happening to your body. Things are happening in your mind. And it's harder to sleep. And all the daughters of music shall be brought low. You're not even able to sing the way that you used to. You're not able to make music to the Lord in the way that you used to. It's a painful thing for someone who's a follower of the living God. And also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high. I saw this comedian, and he stood up on a pedestal and he said, you can tell the difference between people who are 40 years old and under and people that are 40 years old and over. Because people that are 40 years old and under don't think this is dangerous, standing on a pedestal. He just hopped down. But people who are 40 years old and up say, be careful now. Don't jump off of that. You're going to hurt yourself. You know, and that's a general statement, and it was meant to be funny, but we understand that it's difficult to be afraid of falling. It's difficult to walk upstairs. This is what happens to us. And it's harder and harder in the midst of all of these changes that are taking place to remember your Creator. That's why you need to start the process early. That's why you need to have it be second nature. That's why it needs to be something that you utilize as you use the means of grace. Because there are times when it is harder and harder to pay attention to those things that you know. Because so many things are going on with your body and with your mind as you get older. When they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, they're afraid of tripping, and the almond tree shall flourish, white here, white like the almond buds. And the grasshopper shall be a burden. The grasshopper is one of the most spry creatures. And yet the grasshopper, when autumn begins to set in, when the grasshopper is nearing the end of its lifespan, it's just crawling along, the shadow of what it once was. This is poetic language, and it's causing us to see, but this one might surprise us. The desire shall fail. People find it harder to enjoy the things that they used to enjoy when they get older. And we need to understand that the book of Ecclesiastes is telling us to have compassion for people as they get older, because this is what's happening. That's why these poetic words are being given, so that you might understand, so that you might begin to see the pattern of life, and that you might grab a hold of your Creator. And secondarily, that you might have some compassion for the people that are going through these things. Because man goeth to his long home. There it is. He's going to the place where he's going to be for a long time. He's going to the grave. And the mourners go about the streets. The people that were brought in to mourn, sometimes there were professional mourners that came. And they're going about in the streets. It's death. And then it talks about valuable things, silver and gold, broken. The silver cord is loose, it's broken, the golden bowl is broken. The gold, it's golden bowl that's supposed to hold oil, it's broken. And then the pitcher is broken, the fountain, the wheel, these mechanisms for bringing water. Water, symbol of life. It's talking about life coming to an end. But there's still good news here. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. What's happening? At the very beginning, God breathed into Adam, and he became a living human being. And now the reverse is happening. It's the undoing of what God had done in the very beginning. The dust returns to the earth, just like God said during the curse. Dust to dust. Return, the spirit returns unto God who gave it. But right there is that little glimpse of hope. Something that the writer of Ecclesiastes is clinging to. Something that he has shown you again and again. There is a transcendent God who received the Spirit. This is the one that you are being called upon to remember. This is your Creator. This is the one who is undoing His creation, because He has a better one. He has a better one. He has something much, much better. So the writer says in verse 8, "Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity." He hasn't said that since chapter 1 and verse 2. Vanity of vanities. Everything is fleeting. Everything's a vapor. What is it that lasts? See if you recognize these words from Romans chapter 8. "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. There's something going on when God receives the Spirit back, when He begins to demonstrate that He has come to the end of that person's life. Look at this. We know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. When God causes people to go through the penalty of death, when they experience the full expression of the curse, when they age and when they die, it's because God has something gloriously new that is right around the corner. In 2 Corinthians, chapters 4 and 5, we see a lot of what is being revealed to us here through the lens of the New Testament revelation that helps us to understand things in light of the eternal things that are shown to us in Jesus Christ. Verse 16 of 2 Corinthians 4, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." When you begin to remember your Creator in the days of your youth, when you remember your Creator and it becomes a habit, when you reach for Jesus Christ, when you begin to trust in His death and resurrection, when you begin to groan with expectation for the freedom from death that will represent the glorious liberty of the people of God, there's something that happens on the inside. There's something that happens on the inside that is being renewed. It's going in the opposite direction of the decay. It's going in the opposite direction of the curse. It's going in the opposite direction of what's happening through death. "Though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." That broken down house, 2 Corinthians 5, addresses it. It's called an earthly house. "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven." That is what we long for. That is what we look for. Because when you remember your Creator, you're also remembering the Recreator. You're remembering the Redeemer. You're remembering the One who brings everything to the point where He says, quite boldly, in the book of Revelation, "Behold, I make all things new." We must come to this place. And one of the things that remembering your Creator teaches you is that He is God and you are not. And it teaches you to be dependent upon Him. And that's a very important thing. Because when we get older, we don't like it. But we have to depend on other people. And when we learn to depend upon God, we are depending upon the One who can give us the resurrection body, who will give us eternal life, the One who will rebuild our house, the One not made with hands.